Yo, 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 SFC, what's up, family? Dude, I'm so fucking hyped right now, it's insane. Let's get it.
Just gonna let the all cars turn right here.
All big dogs in.
Schmitty, what do you think, Schmitty?
He could just pull shit off.
Talk Schmitty.
He's so fucking busy.
Shit my pants, lad.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmitty. I'm here for Greg Smith.
All right, what up, everybody? I got a fucking treat for y'all today. I'm halfway through episode 52 goal that I set. This is episode 26. I've been going through the old Rolodex.
Like I mentioned previously, a Rolodex is fucking deep.
But today, I got some fucking family up in this piece. Fucking stoked. Podcast world, welcome to the show. From the edge of Petrero Park, we're out here. Byron Davis, a.k.a. Fatty.
What up?
What's good?
All right, shit, you know it, Schmitty, baby. Yeah, Thrasher fam, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
What it do? What's going down?
I've been waiting for this one.
All right, let's get it started.
Hey, we were going to do it a while ago, but then Fatty told me, he's like, hey, I'm going to Copenhagen, first time ever out of the country. I was like, guess what? We're going to wait till you get back because there's going to be plenty of stories.
Oh, yeah.
But let's start it from the early days. You were born in SF, right?
Yes, sir.
What hospital?
Right down the street, right over here, ninth floor. San Francisco General. Midnight, baby.
Oh, shit. Then where'd you grow up? What part of the city?
The best part of the city, baby. Excelsior.
The E.
Crocker Park. The E, baby. That's where I'm from. Me, Sean, Jordy, Pobleys, Mad Max. I could go on for days, but yeah.
That's the crew. What's your favorite taqueria out there in the E?
Guadalajara.
All day.
On Onondaga, baby. Burrito Ranchero. Straight up. That's the one.
That's the one. What about pizza?
Come on, man. You already know. Come on. Bravos, baby. Bravos Pizza, Geneva Mission. Come on.
Yes.
Popeyes. Man, we got it all out there, baby. Come on.
Out in the E. What was your first skateboard?
My first skateboard. All right. So my first skateboard was, we'll get to that, but I bought my first skateboard, but it was a Think Flame, Indie Trucks, Lucky A-Back 3s, and a Think Wheels, 55s.
Okay.
That was my first board. Yeah.
Sick. Did you get into skating before or after Crocker?
After.
Okay, so yep. Is that kind of what led you into skating?
Oh, yeah, straight up. I grew up in Crocker Park right there, and then my neighbor told me they were building a skate park, and I went to go check it out, like me and Mad Max.
Yep.
And then, we went over there, and that's where I met the old man and Mickey.
At Crocker, huh?
Yep.
He used to go every morning.
Every morning, yeah.
Yeah.
They called the cops on us because we snuck in. Me and Mad Max, we snuck in. We were on bikes. And then this fucking motherfucker looked like John Sally. This dude, Don, who's an asshole, dude. He's a fucking dickhead. He had to run away because he beat the shit out of some kid there. But we snuck in and he's like, what the fuck are you guys doing in there? I'm calling the cops. And then Felper and Mickey showed up. And then they were like, no, it's okay. Like, we designed the skate park. We want to see what it's like. And then Jake was all like, you guys skate? To me and Max. And then we were like, no. He was like, he called us fags. He was like, you fag. I was like, man, fuck you. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, talking shit. I'm like, fuck you. And then he was all like, hey, I got a board in my trunk. Do you want one? And I was like, oh. You call me, like, you know, you call me that, and then, like, fucking weirdo, old white guy shit my ass. I'm like, fuck, I'm like, fuck you, dude. I'm like, I ain't going to the back of your trunk. I don't know what the fuck's back there, you know, trying to kidnap me or something.
Yeah.
And he just laughed at me. He was all like, haha. He's like, I'll see you around. And I was like, all right, for sure. And then Crocker opened, and then, like, he hooked me up.
Fuck yeah. Why do they call Crocker the skate park body bag?
Oh, man. It's body bag city, baby. Straight up, dude. Like, all right, so we're at the shit end of town. The projects are, like, Excelsior's right there. That's where I'm from. Swampy D's right there, which is Sunnydale Projects.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. We're all next to each other, and we all get along. It's crazy, dude. Like you wouldn't understand. You have to be there. But so there's the soccer fields, and there's the skate park. And every weekend, it used to be like the Mexicans, the Salvadorians, and the Hondurans would play soccer there.
Uh-huh.
And then fucking... One time, like, the referee made a bad call. He made a bad call. He got stabbed for a fucking soccer game, dude.
In the game?
Yeah.
Damn.
We were all right there. We were like, bam. Oh. He got fucking shanked. He went boop over a fucking bad call. But we call it Body Bag Park because, damn, you know, you'll get... I've seen some bodies over there.
Yeah.
Straight up, dude. Like, I seen a dead girl. Unfortunately, I seen a baby, dead baby there. My cousin got killed there.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts. Fucking Crocker ain't no fucking joke, dude. Like,
yeah.
It's straight up fucking hardcore. Like, if you ain't from there, good luck. You yeah. know, like fucking fools, all my boys, all my Samoan homies, Samoan Flag Day, all that shit. Like, fucking all my homies from the projects used to come over to me. And be like, look at me, look at Sean and everybody. It's all like, hey, who's with y'all? And then, like, we'd all be together and be like, hey, everybody in this fucking bench right here, that's with us. And then it's like, you know him over there? We'd be like, sorry about you, buddy. Nope. He's like, I'm a fucking jackal. And he'd go over there and fucking straight pull a gun out, like, give me your shit. And, like, and then, like, they come up to me like, hey, you didn't see me, right? And I'm like, of course not, man. Like, see you later. Unfortunately, that dude passed away.
Oh,
yep.
Damn.
Yeah, man. They're fucking all crazy gone. Shit, dude.
Yeah. Who's, like, the first out of those dudes that you met? Like, Sean, Pablo, the whole Crocker crew. Who have you known the longest?
Jordy and Sean.
Jordy and sure. Sean, huh?
Yep. Jordy and Sean. Because Jordy and Sean, they live... So, it's like Crocker Park, Excelsior. But then there's the Crocker side.
Yep.
Like, on Geneva. And then there's the Excelsior side. I was on the Excelsior side. Jordy and Sean were in the Crocker side. But, yeah, those were, like, the first dudes I met. Like I didn't know where to go. Just started going to Crocker. And then, like, Jordy and Sean already were ripping. So I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, these are my friends right here. Like,
yeah.
Fucking started skating with them. And rest is history, man. We're brothers, dude. I love those fools.
Jordy's my right-hand man at
Hell
Thrasher.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We've been working together for years.
Jordy's the best.
Yeah. So sick.
Fuck yeah.
You got a good Pablo story?
Fuck. Do I? Damn. All right, so one morning, like, me and him, like, because, like, Pablo got on the 1-8, first one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was gnarly, you know? It was like, fucking, because he's insane. I love him to death. You know, but fucking, we're at Crocker one morning, and he did the rollout for you know Crocker.
Yeah.
He did a Manny from the second into the third, and he hung up straight to his fucking face, dude. It was fucked up, dude. And it was just me and him, cause all of us would show up like at nine in the morning. We'd all meet there and we'd all go there, but it was just me and him, and this fucking one surfer dude named Lath. I remember his ass. I'm pretty sure. Watch. Sean and Jordy will remember this dude, too. Lath came through, and Pablo's, like, knocked out. And I'm, like, I'm trying to fucking take him out of the bowl, you know? He's all like, oh, shit. He's like, I'm okay. But then he, like, fucking collapsed. I was like, oh, shit. And Lath came through, and he's like, oh, yeah. Like, he's like, what happened? I was like, dude, like, let's drag him out of the bowl. He's fucked up. He just knocked himself out. And then, like, we're taking him home because, like, we all live in the neighborhood. So, it's, like, in a car, it's, like, 2 minutes where we all lived, you know? And then, like, we were taking him to his house. And then he just starts foaming out the fucking mouth. We're like, oh, shit. Like, we're like,
damn.
Fuck. Like, and then Lath, that dude Lath, like, you know, like he wasn't, like, I mean, he was a homie, but, like, not like that, you know, obviously. Like, I don't know where the fuck he is nowadays, but, like, luckily he was there, but he had a pound of weed in his car, and Pablo's foaming out the mouth, and so he's like, I can't have the cops come in my truck. And I was like, we took him out of the truck, put him in the ambulance, I had to go hide the fucking pound of weed in this fucking car. I mean, in this bush. And I came back for it. And then fucking, you know, Pablo's dad, Ricardo, he's all like, oh shit, what happened to Pablo? I'm like, fucking hit his head hella bad.
Damn.
It's gnarly. Like, he got fucked up, you know? And then, like, we have to, you know, hid the weed. Dude, it was a mission, dude. And, like, hide the weed, put him in the ambulance. Dude, Lathe had to leave because he had the weed on him. Like, nah, dude, it's crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Pablo's never been the same since.
Nope.
Fucking hell. My favorite story is they were on some trip and he looked at like a smoke stack and he's like, oh, is that how they make clouds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fucking Fairfield.
Yeah. I love that.
Cloud making factory. Yeah.
All right. Fucking San Francisco sports. I think you like the Niners a little bit more than the Giants. I know you like both of them, but why the Niners?
Because, all right. Let's get one thing straight over here.
Yep.
The fucking Warriors came from Philadelphia.
Yep.
The Giants came from Manhattan, New York, 1954, San Francisco 49ers. Homebred. Candlestick Park, motherfuckers. Let's get it.
Yeah. Come
on. Steve Young, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice.
Oh,
come
shit.
On. The old man, he hated Joe Montana. He was like, fuck Joe Montana. He was all like, you know, look, I got Steve Young.
Number 8, he's wearing the jersey today.
I got snubbed by fucking Joe Montana at Union Square.
Oh.
Dude, it was fucked up. All right, so like, me and my boy Mark, because that's what I do. Like, I got little routines that I do and shit.
Uh-huh.
So like, one of my routines, when I go downtown, you know, I'll get on Turk Street, I'll buy a tall can, roll up some weed, and then I'll go to Union Square and I'll just kick it right there, you know, people watch, you know. And then like, I was with my boy Mar and I was wearing my Montana jersey.
Oh.
And then my boy Mar was like, hey, look who it is. This is right around Christmas time. He's like, look, it's Joe Montana. I'm like, look at him. And then I was like, you know, I don't fan out on people. I don't do that shit, you know. But I was like, damn, like we made eye contact.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he looked at me, and I was like, hey, Joe Montana. And he's all like, he just fucking shook his head and fucking, like, he snubbed me. And I was like, motherfucker, dude, I got your, like. And then I told Jake that story. And then Jake's like, fuck Joe Montana. Steve Young, 5 concussions, motherfucker. I'm like, hell yeah. So, yeah.
God yeah. damn.
Sorry, Joe Montana. Dude, you're an asshole, though, dude. Fuck you. You fucking snubbed me.
So is Steve Young your all-time favorite Niner, or?
Hell no. Nah. Ronnie Lott, baby.
Ronnie Lott. 42.
42 cut his pinky off to keep playing.
He's gnarly.
Gnarly.
He hit like a motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. Dude. Ronnie Lott, baby.
You get hit by him coming across the middle, lights out.
Adios. Get the fuck out the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Big time sports, but
shit.
I love my Giants. I love my Warriors. Fucking
yeah.
Toronto Raptors. Fuck you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fucking bastards.
Yeah, and Dodgers, but, fuck you forever.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Hey, anybody listening to this, fuck the Dodgers. Fuck the motherfucking Raiders. Suck it. Oh, yeah. Get out of here. Anyways, back to it. Yeah.
All right.
All right. No sports.
Let's talk about fucking. I wanted to ask you, did you remember like the first time you ever had a drink?
Yeah.
Like was it a beer or something?
Oh, yeah.
So what was the circumstances?
First time I had a beer.
Yeah.
First time I had a beer, it was me, Sean, Jordy, Pablo. We were up in Noe Valley. We went to this girl Zoe's house or something like that. We were drinking like a 211. I got drunk off a half of 40.
Damn.
Homegirl KK, you know, I don't want to say too much, but let's just say we were kids. So KK, you know, being a young woman, it's fucked up. Like, you know, like now that I think about it, like, you know. But nah, hey, KK, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I love you. She's still my friend to this
shout
day.
Shout out, KK.
Yeah. For sure.
So your first drink was a 40?
Yeah.
That's fucking legit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
My first skater of the year, 2002, Trujillo.
Oh.
That was my first skate of the year. You know the little park across the street? You know the little,
park across the street?
We had Bacardi over there, and then we were just fucking sipping on that. And then we went in there, and then that's when we took the anti-hero ad. And like fucking Julian, Bob,
yep,
Jake, Fausto.
Oh, yeah. Fucking so sick.
Fuck yeah, dude. It was sick, dude. Fortunately, I'm right place, right time, every time.
Dude.
Straight up.
Well, talk about meeting Felper. It was at Crocker, right?
Yes, sir. It was.
When the park opened, you got to know him better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I got to know him, like,
yeah,
what we said earlier, he saw me and he was like, oh, you skate now, huh? I'm all like, because then one of the first skate videos I ever saw was Thrasher 101, and he was the...
The professor.
Yeah, the professor.
Yeah, I made that.
And then I knew, that's how I knew who he was. I was like, oh, shit. That's the dude who's talking shit to me at the park, you know? And so I was like, oh, sick. And then, like, Crocker opened, like, you know, it was the grand opening.
Uh-huh.
And then, he saw me, and he was like, oh, you skate now, huh? I'm all like, I guess so, huh? And then, like, he just took me to the side. He took me to Piggy. Remember his car, Piggy?
Oh, yeah.
The gold one?
Yep.
The Ford? And then he took me back there. He was like, come here. Like, and I was like, all right, what's up? And he was like, here you go, boom, boom. Just fucking hooked me up with like hella gear, like gave me hella Thrasher stuff, gave me a board, gave me all that. And he's all like, I'll see you around. Like, he's all like, fuck yeah. And he's like, you know why I'm hooking you up? Like, and he would tell this to all the little hood ass kids. He'd be like, I hook you up so in case you stop skating one day and you see me and you try to rob me, you'll remember that I hooked you up.
Yeah, smart.
So yeah, that happened. And
Butters got the same treatment.
Yep, Butters, Didi, fucking all of us. Mike, too many people to name.
Yeah,
the old man seriously looked out for all of us, and like fucking I'm so grateful for that, my man. Like fucking my first job.
He gave you your first job
at the mag, baby.
Yeah,
shit,
you got to meet Fausto.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Damn, dude, like, that's crazy, dude. You were there.
Yeah.
You were there. Earth Day. Remember, we were at Whole Foods in Foster City.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bryce came up, and he's like, bad news, you guys.
Yeah, Foster passed
away.
Fuck.
And I was like, fuck, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, because that...
There was a mini-ramp demo or some shit.
The week before, Jake was all like, hey, if you graduate high school, I got you a job. I was like, okay. Like, hell yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah. You know, and then he brought me in. And then Fausto was like, I've been knowing Fausto and Tony. He's like, you ready, kid? Welcome aboard. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Thank you. Like, hell yeah. I'm fucking stoked, you know? And then we went to fucking Whole Foods. And then Bryce came up. Yeah. It's like, bad news, you guys. Like, fucking.
I forgot about that. The chief. Yeah.
Went out. Damn. I was like, God. Damn, like,
I know,
a week before I started. But, hey, man, right on, Fausto.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Fucking Fausto, Luke, Gwen, Sally, I love you all.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's family for sure.
Yeah.
Man, y'all done a lot for me. Fuck yeah, dude.
Is it true that Felper crashed his car trying to burn out at the parking lot in Crocker?
Fuck yeah, he did. Yeah, that's where we fucked Piggy up. Piggy, that was the last one. This one kid, we used to call him, he was fronting like a motherfucker. He tried to say he was like the king of Africa or some bullshit like that. So we used to call him Africa. This kid, Jamil. And fucking, he was skating in, and then Jake did not like him. And so he's skating, like, you remember the cobblestone bullshit. Like, you couldn't skate through the parking lot. It was fucked up. And so, like, Jake sees him, and then he fucking hits the gas. And then the kid Jameer, he's like, oh, shit. He starts skating.
Yeah.
And you just see dust. Fucking Jake just flies over the fucking speed bump right into the gate and just fucks his whole shit up. Bam! Like, fucking, there's smoke coming out. We're all like, damn.
Oh.
And he just got out. He called AAA or whatever the fuck he did. And then he's like, fuck. And then that's how he got the Lincoln. He had the Lincoln after that.
Right after that. Okay.
Yeah.
What happened with Jamil?
Oh, nothing.
Was he laughing or he just cut out?
No. Oh, okay. So he lost, like, one time he lost his phone. And then he was all like, his dad is fucking one of the heads of the city. So like graffiti, skateboarding, anything like that. Uh-huh. He's the motherfucker that'll get on you, you know.
Okay.
Get you in trouble and shit.
Yeah.
And so he lost his phone, and he's like, "Hey, you guys need to jump me." We're like, "What?" And he's like, "I lost my phone. My dad's gonna kill me if he finds out I was fucking around." So we up fucking Pablo. Pablo's all like, he's like, "Just sock me in the face one time so it looks like I got jumped." And Pablo's all like, "Really? You want me to hit you?" And he's like, "Yeah."
Whoa.
This motherfucker gave him a haymaker.
Really? What the fuck, Pablo?
Fucked his ass up. And we're all laughing. We're like, "Damn." And so like, so he could tell his dad that he got robbed, but he really lost his shit.
Oh, man.
And then, yeah, Jake tried to run him over.
That's amazing.
Hell yeah, dude. Nah, Crocker was no fucking joke.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Like, nah, I could go on for days. All right, let me tell you another one. We're all there one day, like I said. All the fools from the projects used to come try to, like, jack us. But that's why we were all together. I went to school with all of them, too. You feel me? So I was like, oh, yeah. Weeberry just got out of jail.
Oh, shit.
Weeberry just got out of jail, and he came up. He's like, "What's up? You got any drugs? Get me back on my feet?" Like, no. we're hell little. We're like 16.
Yeah.
Like, no, we? Like, what the fuck? Like, no.
You knew him from before already?
Oh, yeah.
You seen him around?
I'll get to that one
okay. Real
quick.
Yeah.
But, like, real quick, there's this little kid and his mom. This little kid and his mom came through, and Weeberry, like, the kid's rolling in. You already know Crocker.
Yeah.
You already know Crocker. Crocker's sketchy as fuck. Like, yep. You can't just roll in like that. Like, you need to...
Yeah, yeah.
You need to do it right. Otherwise, you'll get smoked because it's fucked up.
Right.
And then, so the little kid's going down from the top, and Weeberry rolls in. Weeberry takes this fucking kid out. Breaks his nose. He's like, "Fuck, I just got out of jail. I just broke this little kid's nose." And so the little kid's crying with his mom. And then these two dudes come trying to fucking rob us, but there's too many of us. they're like, "Who's got a phone?" And we're like, "Not for you." You know, and then they went to go sit down. You know those stairs that go into the hill?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where everybody walks the dog and shit? Yeah, they were right there just like mugging us, like hella looking at us. And then Moochie was hella little. Moochie was like skating down the pathway, you know the pathway?
Yep.
Those dudes went down the other way. I guess they robbed somebody. And then they came back trying to see if we were still there. And we were there. And then like they sat down again. Next thing you know, a fucking black SUV. While Moochie's skating down the fucking thing, this SUV fucking roaring through the fucking park. You're not even supposed to do that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude start running up the fucking stairs like, "Oh, shit." And then, like, this fucking dude gets out the stairs, gets out the fucking truck and just starts bucking at him, like, unloaded a whole clip on him.
Oh.
Like, bam, 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 bam. And then this lady's, like, grabbing her kid, like, "Oh, my God. My kid just got his nose broken by Weeberry, and now they're shooting up the park." I swear, this all happened one day.
Oh, my God.
It was like, holy shit. It was so sick. That shit don't scare me. All of us, Pablo's half Samoan. So Pablo's like, "See you later, oofa, oofa, motherfuckers." like flipping them off because they were trying to rob us.
Right.
And then they robbed the wrong motherfucker, and then they got shot at. And then we're all like, "Fuck yeah." Like, what? Like, dude, unloaded a full clip on this motherfucker. Like, there's three of them. And then, like, you know, like, fucking... We're all just, like, cheering them on, like,
what the fuck?
While they're getting shot at, we're like, "Fuck yeah." Like, "Fuck them. Try to jack us. That's what you get, bitch. Hope you get shot." Weeberry's like, "Fuck. Just got out of jail and this shit happens." I'm like, "Oh, yeah."
Oh, shit. What was the first time you remember seeing Weeberry?
Oh, man. All right. So, again, everything in my life has been at Crocker. So this is after I met Jake. It's all said and done. Jake's my homie.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Jake came through in the Lincoln, the blue Lincoln that he used to have after Piggy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's all like, "Hey," he's like, "if you see some big Frankenstein-headed motherfucker, his name is Weeberry. Fucking tell him I left to Vans already," because they were supposed to go to Vans together for a session.
Uh-huh.
Because Jake used to get us. Milpitas. Like, yeah. Milpitas, yeah. Yep. Fucking Jake used to, like, when we showed up, when I went with Jake.
Carte blanche.
Free. Yeah. But he was like, hey, if you see some big-headed motherfucker, Frankenstein motherfucker, tell him I left. I was like, all right. Jake left, and then I see Wheat Bear coming, like, you know how he comes through, just fucking. He's like, hey. It's like, and then he said the same shit. He's like, hey, do you see some big head dude with fucking glasses? We're like, and then this is when we first met. I was like, Jake? He's like, yeah. He's like, have you seen him? He's like, are you Wheat Bear? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, he told me to tell you he left. He already left the Vans. He got so mad. He was like, motherfucker.
Damn.
It was sick.
Man, Wheat and Jake's relationship was insanity.
Man, dude, fucking for real, dude. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was with Wheat yesterday.
Oh, yeah? He's out of jail?
Yeah. Okay. He just did 20 days.
That's what I heard. I think I was with you on your first trip out of the state.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Skate Rock, number one.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, man.
Started in Vegas. 2 days later, we're in Reno. Fucking just going.
Fuck yeah. Schmidt, remember. Yeah, my first time ever leaving San Francisco. Remember that fucking right where Tony, Trix, and Jake were sitting in that car.
Into the hotel room. Yeah.
And I woke up. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And there's just some fucking car.
Yeah.
Right in the fucking into the hotel halfway. I was like, holy shit.
Yep.
Damn, that was crazy, dude. But right when we got there, we were on what? Flamingo, right?
Yeah.
Flamingo. And then Jake's all like, welcome to Vegas, kid. And he gave me $50. He gave me a $50 chip. He's like, Tupac died right here, nigga.
Damn.
Like, okay. Michelle.
Yeah.
And he gave me a $50 chip. And then I had a... I was 19 at the time, and then, like, me and my brother, we look exactly alike. My brother's 8 years older than me. You know, I got a tattoo on my collarbone, and so does he. And so, like, I was like, hey, can I borrow your
ID?
ID? He's like, yeah, for sure. He's like, just bring it back, you know, like, for sure. And then that's when Jake gave it to me, and then I went in there to cash it in. Filipino lady was all like, oh, I'll be back. And then these two big-ass motherfuckers came over, and I was like, damn, it's going to be like Casino. Like, remember Casino? They break that dude's hand? I was like, fuck, dude, like, I'm about to get fucked up. And then, like, they looked at me, and then they saw the tattoos, like, oh, my God, like, you look really young. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, playing it stupid. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That was a sick one.
Oh, man. Captain Booyah.
Captain Booyah. What is that called? Medford. And fucking Tony and Trixie got married in Reno. Yep.
Straight up.
Yep.
Yep.
And
one of the only weddings I've ever been to.
Damn.
Yeah. Right there, right by the river, baby.
Yeah, that was sick. We got the group photo with the whole crew.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was tight, man.
Young ass Redder.
Yep.
The photos are nuts.
Kilgore.
Yeah, Jordy and Sean killed it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Patty.
Yeah. That was sick. Shed, Navarette, and Hit.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that gave us a taste of what was to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baca.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Baca are the same age. So Baca's all like, how old are you, fatty? I'm like, 19. He's like, me too. I'm like,
sick. This shit's crazy.
Yeah. We're in Portland. We had to sneak in. We had to sneak in everywhere.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because it was 21. Yeah. Fuck. I remember. I think the first night it was Vegas, and there was kind of like a little fight. It wasn't really a big fight, but Slash fucking came flying through, and he goes out the door, and he's like, I'm going home. And he just bolted and he went home that night.
He did. Him, fucking Jimmy Moore.
Yeah.
Jimmy Moore got fucked up.
Oh,
They sent his ass home.
Yeah, that was the first taste of Grindline.
Yeah. That was Life sick. Of Pain. I just found the DVD in my closet. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
yes.
Here it is.
Oh, just, hell
come
yeah.
Come on.
We got
Boston Elbows.
Yeah.
Mom, baby.
What's the gnarliest bug you ever seen P-Stone eat?
P-Stone knew I didn't like them, so he would never fuck with me like that.
Oh, really?
You know? But we're in Austin one time, and me and Neck, we're on a tandem bike. Stone's right next to us. Me and Neck, we're just riding. All of a sudden, he's all like, hey, stop, stop. And then, like, he got a June bug. And I fucking, with the tandem bike, I almost got hit by a semi. There was a semi driving by.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, hell no. Get out of here. And then fucking... Yeah, P-Stone just grabbed and just fucking ate it. East 9th and Harvard.
Damn.
I still remember the house. That was the sickest shit I've ever seen. Fucking, we're downtown Austin. We're all fucking faded. Peacetone, all the deluxe dude had a hotel room. And we told Peacetone, like, where you guys staying at? Hey, Byron. Byron, where you guys staying at?
Come on.
Yeah, it's like, East 9th and Harvard. He's like, I got it. I'll find you. We leave. We ate Wendy's. We stay up till the morning, and we're walking back to the house. Who the fuck is there? Just passed out right in front of the door. Stone. Like, goddamn. Like, he's like, I told you I'd find it.
Damn.
He's just like, fucking spread out, dude. It was so sick. Yeah. We're like, what the fuck?
He never had a problem finding it.
Oh, no, never. Never. Yeah. And then Jake was fucking sick. He's like shitting out fucking coals.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Damien was there.
Yeah. 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 My dumb ass left. I had, like, I always have generic phones. I didn't bring a charger. And then everybody's like, damn, you're fucked. Like, you don't have a charger because we don't have that generic ass phone. Really? And who comes through? Damien. He had the exact same phone with the charger.
How sick.
And then we were taking care of Jake. Jake was fucking shit.
Yeah, he was sick.
Dude.
Let's take a quick time out, hear from some of our peeps, and we'll be right back.
Old Neckface is calling in, and he wants to know, did your mom really see Cardi L grind the gold rail?
Oh, yeah. Straight up.
How'd that happen?
Dude, my mom, so, dude, I mean, shit, just by coincidence, I guess it was meant to be, you know what I mean? Skateboarding for me, man, like, fucking, my mom works at the hotels, like, you know, around the city, and they're all the same. Like, uh-huh. You know, it doesn't matter, like, the Mark Hopkins. But for some fucking reason, every place she's worked at has been a skate spot. So I grew up at EMB.
Oh,
with
damn.
With my mom. Like, you know, but I didn't skate. You know? Yeah. Obviously, I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to run under that fountain. During the summer, I'd go with my mom, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, like, me and her, like, during her lunch break, me and her would go out there. And then, like, right under the fountain, I would run around under the fountain, you know. I would just run around. Yeah. And I see people skating. So she worked there. And then my mom worked at the Hyatt, which is on fucking China Banks. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, my mom worked at China Banks.
Damn.
And then, like one day, I didn't, like, this is all when it started. And then, like me and my dad, we'd go pick my mom up. I would hear, like, people skating up. And then I would bring my skateboard with me. He's like, your mom doesn't get off till, like, an hour. So, like, you want to go ride around? I was like, all right. I went up there and I was like, oh shit, this is China Banks. Holy shit, like here it is. Boom. And then my mom worked at, Cardi L rail too, right there, gold rail. And then I bought Sight Unseen. She bought me Sight Unseen. And then she saw that. She was like, I worked there. I was there 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. And then she worked at Mark Hopkins where Frankie did the front board on the cover of Skateboarder magazine.
Yep.
Like, right there. My mom has worked at all the fucking skate spots.
Damn.
Fucking tight, dude. Like, that's, it's insane, so sick, dude. Like, yeah, so, yep. Like, I guess it was meant to happen, huh?
Woo.
Yeah, man.
True or false, your mom broke her wrist skating your board?
True.
Damn.
True. I was hella pissed off. I was like, fuck, man. I got frustrated. And I was like, I was trying to ollie up the curb, and I was like, fuck this. I got hella mad. I got zero patience. Like, I get mad really quick. But then my mom was all like, she's like, mijo, like relax. Like, let me see that thing. And then I was holding her hand, and then she's like, I don't need you to hold my hand. And then I was like, okay. And then she just fucking ate shit.
Oh,
ate shit, folded her shit, and then I was like, fuck. She's all like, hey, is your brother's car in the front of the house? I'm like, yeah, he's there. He's like, I think I need to go to the hospital. I'm like, why, mom? And then she's all like, look, and then her shit was just sideways. Holy shit. But dude, she took it like a G. And then she's all like, I ran to the house to grab my brother. And my brother's like, hey, mom needs to go to fucking the hospital. He's like, why? He's like, she just broke her hand. How? He's like, she was riding my skateboard. And he punched me in the face. I was like, you fucking idiot. Boom. Just punched me right in the face. Then me and him started fucking fighting each other. And then my mom's just holding her wrist. All good. She's like, hey, assholes, my wrist is broken. Get the fuck. I need to go to the hospital. And so, like, yeah, dude, yeah. My mom did break her wrist skateboarding, though.
Damn. Hella
sick, dude. Hell yeah. Soldier, Lucia. Lucia Manzanares, baby.
Yeah.
This is for you. I love you.
Nice. If we go to the bar and I'm buying a drink, what am I buying you? What's your go-to drink if someone's buying?
Anything and everything, but Jim Beam, baby.
Jim Beam straight?
Yep.
All right. What beers are you drinking these days?
Drinking a Peroni right
Peroni?
Now.
Peroni?
Yeah.
But is that your go-to, or are you with Bod on these Coors Light missions?
Oh, yeah. Coors Light,
Coors
for sure.
Light,
yeah.
That's the one? Okay.
Sure. Shout out to Copenhagen, drinking two Borgs.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
All over the streets.
Yeah.
What's your favorite bar in SF?
My favorite bar? The ones that they let me into.
Yeah.
Nah, but my first bar I went to was Pops,
uh-huh.
Which is right up the street.
2-4.
Fuck with Pops. It used to be the 500, man. That used to be my shit.
Are you banned from there?
No. They just changed owners. Now they suck.
Oh, really?
Fucking yuppie ass motherfuckers, dude. Fuck that shit. They fired everybody that we used to know that worked there.
That's weak.
That's where we used to watch the Niners.
Yeah.
Every morning at 10 a.m. during football season, we'd all meet up there.
Donnie.
Yeah,
fucking,
Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, all them. Donnie's still there, but like fucking, you know, fuck them. So I go to Beauty Bar. I go to Beauty Bar a lot because
there. Jordy spins there.
Yeah, Jordy spins there. Fucking the homie Tony. A lot of people, yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah.
What is the best sandwich in SF?
Roxy's, baby.
Roxy's. Obviously.
Roxy's. I used to love Piccolo Pete's. They closed that one down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one had, was that the one that made the Felper sandwich, or was that Ike's? I think Ike's.
Maybe Ike's.
Yeah. It was no fucking tomatoes.
No tomatoes.
It was NFT.
Jake used to, like, when he'd be in the hospital and I, like, they wouldn't let nobody in. Like, you know, like, I was one of the only people they let in. And I was like, you hungry? He'd hit me up. He's like, hey, I'm hungry. And I'm like, what you want? He's like, pastrami, light mayonnaise, no tomatoes. I was like, I already knew what he liked.
Yeah.
No tomatoes, for sure.
Always.
See, yeah, no tomatoes. See, you know that one, yeah.
I've been with him a few times where he's like, I said no tomatoes.
Onions had to have,
Yeah, and garlic always.
Oh, yeah. No, he would always tell me, he's like, hey, Fatty, you like onions? I was like, I love onions. He's like, spice of life, kid.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah, I do.
Where's your go-to in the Mission for a taco or a burrito?
Here in the Mission, I like Buen Sabor right there on 18th and Valencia. They got some good shit right
there.
Okay,
I haven't tried that
one. That one's good. Farolito, Cancun, Taqueria Cancun, you can suck it. Fuck you guys. I hate that fucking place. He did too. He's like, man, fuck that place.
Me and him would go to Matate.
Oh, yeah, Matate. Yeah,
because they got good fish, like good shrimp and
Yeah,
fish.
They got that good snapper, that red snapper.
Yeah. How did you meet Neckface? You and him became quickly real good friends and tight and shit, but I don't really remember exactly when it is. Was it on Skate Rock?
No. So, Neck got the story himself. So, Neck's from Stockton, which is like 2 hours away. And then he came out here because on his, like, his little graffiti ass motherfucker, like, you know, he'd be hitting up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess Jake found him. That's how he got the cover.
Right.
You know? And then like he brought him to Crocker, and then fucking Jake was like, "Oh, this is Neckface." And then like Neck was all like, "I don't know these little motherfuckers. Fuck, like don't say that." Me and like, I was like, "Man, fuck you. You in my park. This is my neighborhood. Fuck you. Like I don't give a fuck who you are. Like I don't give a fuck. You can know Jesus Christ. I don't give a fuck who you know. Like, you're in my fucking zone, you know." And I didn't like him. I was like, "Man, fuck that dude. Like fucking like what? Thinks he's fucking some celebrity or some bullshit like that." You know, and then like years later, long story short, yeah, that's one of my best friends, dude.
Yeah.
Neck is, yeah, that's my boy. He went to the other Skate Rocks and then he would could just come to the city. And then he knew I was with Jake. So he was like, oh, shit, yeah. Like I said, the old man, brought us all together, dude. Like,
for sure.
Fucking for sure, dude.
Hell yeah. Shout out Neck.
Shout out Neck, baby. You weak.
Neck face is weak. I remember that one. Fucking Skate Rock, Detroit to New Orleans.
That one was a good one,
too. Let's talk about that big gap attempt in Memphis.
Oh, my Lord, yeah. So, yeah, dude, like,
NFL
that was crazy.
NFL song.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the NFL song, baby. I got everybody on that album.
Jeff Rowley.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I got props from the man himself. Hey, that's an honor right there, because yeah. I suck, but I tried it. I got broke off. But damn, just to have fucking Jeff Rowley call me an animal, that was sick. I was like, God damn. Hell yeah.
And who was the one that spray painted the dead body?
Tony.
Oh, okay. Tony. I thought it was Neck, but then yeah. Trixie's like, I think that was Tony.
It was Tony.
Okay, hell
for
yeah.
sure. Like, fucking.
Dude, yeah, that was fun.
Was a fucking sick ass trip.
We got kicked out of Mississippi.
Dude, I can. Yeah, we can. We can gladly say that, like, oh, you're 86 from a bar? Like, how about you get 86 from a fucking state, motherfucker? Yeah. Like, because that was what happened to us. Yeah. We're like, oh, remember? And she was like, you need to not come back to the state of Mississippi ever again. We're like, don't worry, we won't. Yeah. Fuck this place.
Yeah.
Best part about your shit is that we're leaving.
We're leaving. Holy shit. What was your favorite stop on that trip?
All of it, dude. All of it.
You remember me and you in Chicago skating the bowl?
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to crayl and you were trying to...
Fuck yeah, like, I got the backsmith.
You're like, you got get it, I'll get it.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. That was fucking badass right there. Yeah. Yep. That was hella sick, dude. Yeah, there was the marathon going on. And then...
the seawall. Pat's board kept going the waters up.
Yeah. Remember we were in the van and then I saw the fountain and I was like, what the fuck? Where have I seen that? And then... fucking P-Zone's like, you've seen that before, Byron. I was like, where? And it was fucking Married with Children. The fountain.
Oh, right.
Al Bundy. Yep. And I was like, oh, shit. That fucking skate rock.
Dude, we had the van. Yep. Fucking Timo and Sean lighting each other up in the bag. Yeah. Camfoosh in the way back. Yep. P-Zone.
Joe
Brooks.
Dude, we had the sickest van. I don't give a fuck. T-Body. Fucking Pat jumping ship and shit. Fuck all that, man. Dude, we had the sickest van.
Yeah.
You, Joe, Stone, Shawnee, Mo, Ryan, Austin, myself, and Neck.
That was sick.
Sick ass van.
Fun,
and Gravette, too. We jacked his weed.
I think that was the one where we stopped in Indiana and we bought fireworks in this like garage.
Yeah.
And the dude had a lit cigarette. Yeah. And we're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Dude, it's just, it never stopped.
And then we went, Illinois. It was Illinois.
Illinois,
Indiana, like, yeah. We woke up, we were in Gary, Indiana.
Gary, that's right, yep.
And then we were at the Steak and Shake.
Exactly. All right, here we go. This is what the world's been waiting for here. Fatty's first time out of the country. Gotta hear, I don't know anything about this shit, so I want to hear some details on this Copenhagen mission.
Oh, man. I couldn't ask for a better crew, man. Fucking straight up. All the Potrero. All of us. 30 deep.
Damn. 30, of us.
30 deep.
You guys all flew together?
There was 10 of us. So in the flight I was in, I was Cold Dog, Dirty Pigeon Ron, Hungry, Raven, the Santa Cruz homies, Little Lane. Dude, there was so many of us just in that flight. They were bummed. Me, Cody, and Ronald like snuck in some shooters. And I guess you could bring those in the plane, but I guess not on Norwegian Airline. And like we were drinking them being hella loud. And they were like, excuse me, you guys are cut off. And then like they tried to take it away from us. And we're like, fuck that. We just fucking drank them all.
Oh, damn.
Aside from that, man, fucking that shit was fucking sick. Rune Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love you, my friend.
Rune is the
Thank you. Dude.
Or just
first
period.
Time out of the country. Just insane, dude. It was fucking rad.
Woo.
Rad. Fucking Sweden. Fernando. I love you, man.
Oh, you went there too?
Yeah. Place sucks.
To what? Like Malmo?
Malmo, yeah.
It sucks.
Sick ass park. The rules suck. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
But the rules suck. They stopped selling beer at like 5 in the afternoon.
Oh.
I'm like, what the fuck?
You gotta stock up.
Yeah. And then like we went there, like me, Santi, Sloth, and Aaron Chillin. You know Aaron?
Yeah.
We went there and the fucking whole city was dead. We're like, what the fuck is going on? And then like we went to some place called Toby's Tavern and we're like, dude, why is the city dead? It's like fucking 5 in the afternoon. And he's like, oh, 2 people got shot today at the train station. So yeah, the whole city shut down. We're like, what the fuck? Like 2 people get shot every second where we're from. Like it was weak. They were like, no fun.
Okay. Yeah. Did you take it back to Copenhagen?
Took it right back to Copenhagen.
Christiana.
Christiana's the fucking shit.
What about Rune's indoor ramp? Wooden That thing looks.
I got smoked there.
That place looks crazy.
I got smoked. We were skating it like at 3 a.m. Fucking Willis, another homeboy right there. Kimball.
Fuck yeah, so Willis.
Shout out to Willis. We were skating that shit like at 3 a.m. That motherfucker was getting some, dude.
It sick.
Was fucking insane. Like, you know, I was like, man, you know, like I gotta get something, you know, like so. But I got smoked. Yeah, hey, shit.
Those big walls, right?
Oh, man, dude. That thing is
gnarly.
No fucking joke.
Yeah.
That thing is fucked. You look at, like, dude, I was nervous watching people skate it. Like, uh-huh. I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's how psyched I'm on it right now. I'm like, God damn, dude, that thing is.
What was, like, the highlight of the trip?
Everything. But you know what? We went to the main park. The main one.
Oh, yeah.
That bought in all them.
Yeah, the Oververt.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking, Fallenbrook.
Correct? Yeah. Saw Rune Glyfberg skate that. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
God damn, dude. Heel flip front side air. It was like all the way out there, and he fucking yanked it back in.
Damn.
I was so hyped seeing that. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, that was tight.
Did Raven skate? No, he was hurt. Huh?
No, Raven was on crutches.
I seen Raven and Pedro and Perilson back to back skating the Oververt. It was like one of the best sessions I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, that's what I heard.
Like backlit. Yeah,
everybody
fucking,
was telling me
dude,
that too.
Dude, it's so fun.
Dude, no, a lot of fucking good skating,
each other
dude.
Up, yeah.
Fernando, that dude, Chris Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he did something on the fucking main extension. That was fucking gnarly. I was like, holy shit. Like, dude, just everybody was ripping, dude. It was just a beautiful thing to see. Like, I was glad to see that in person, dude. Like,
you see the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, I did.
Fuck yeah. You see the big pig? They roast up a big pig and yeah. Shit? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like at the same time, I didn't go to all the contests. I went on my own.
Uh-huh.
Fucking,
check shit out.
Yeah, check shit out. You know, see it for what it is and shit. Yeah. Like, you know, I didn't really go to any bars. I was at Christiania the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, so, like, just
they still got
out.
That bowl in there?
Oh, yeah. Wonderland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That thing is fucking gnarly. Dude, I can't, like, that video, that stone fucking CK1 fucking switch rolling, a switch flip.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's fucked. Dude, that thing is insane. That rolling is crazy, dude. Like, fucking, you will get smoked on that thing. Like,
right.
That shit was sick. Well,
now that you got a taste of Europe, you got some more travel goals?
Hell yeah. I heard fucking Brazil's up next. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Brazil, here it comes.
I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it not, enough. But, like, yeah, I'm definitely getting on it now. Because my ass, like, dude, I procrastinate and shit, and I wasn't able to get a passport, too. I got in trouble. Can't get my license yet.
Did you expedite the passport?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
So, yeah.
What'd you get, like, a day before you left or something? Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
I hate those.
Yeah.
Nail biter.
Yeah, straight up. $230 right there. Boom. In my house a week later. I was like, fuck yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's go. Like,
fuck.
Straight up. Fuck it. I don't care about a driver's license, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I got the passport. That's definitely.
You still working at Anchor Steam?
Yeah.
Sick. Holding it down.
Hell yeah.
Got to bring it to a little of a bummer topic, which is that we've been losing a lot of fucking people lately. Obviously, Felper, Pablo, P-Stone, fucking Hubbard. How you been dealing with all that?
Really hard, dude.
Yeah.
Really fucking hard, dude. Nah, shout out to everybody that, like, dude, I didn't even buy my ticket to Copenhagen. My boy Ronald bought it for me.
Whoa.
Ronald, Raven, Beta, because, you know, I mean, Jake wanted to go there. He wanted to go to fucking Portugal and shit. And, of course, like I said, man, I procrastinate and shit. Hold on.
Boom.
Jake wanted to do that trip. And he wanted to go to Portugal. And, you know, fucking, it's one of the fucking hardest. Damn, that was a heavy blow for me, man. I've been going through a lot of shit lately, man. Like, my little cousin just passed away.
Damn.
And then, like, 2 weeks later, fucking Jake. And, like, dude, I would not be sitting in this car drinking Peronis with you if it wasn't for the old man. You know what I mean?
It's true.
I wouldn't have anything.
Right.
He did everything for me. Gave me my first job. Everything. That was a tough one, man. But, like, the homies bought me a ticket. They're like, I was at work, and I got a text message. And I was like, when's your birthday? And I was like, oh, why? And then I got another text message. I'm like, boom.
You're going.
You're going. I was like, fuck, holy shit. All right.
Wow.
Let's get it. Like, yeah. You know? So, yeah.
So that one's for the old man.
This one's for the old man, and this one's for Preston and for Monk. You know? Fuck yeah, man. Like, fucking, dude, those dudes, especially the old man, I fucking love the fuck out of them, dude. Like, I got them tatted. I got them right on my heart. I got the glasses right on my heart because that motherfucker right there, the best. The best, like, you know? So I go to his house every day. I got his hospital bill. I got that and I got his shirt.
Oh,
I got his
sick
shirt he always wore.
Yeah.
Like, so I got those two, you know?
Fuck, man. Yeah, it's hard, dude. They still got a lot of his shit in his office. Yeah. And every day I go in there, I'm like,
yeah,
fuck. Yeah, sometimes, man. I wake up and I forget, like, I'm not awake yet, and I'm like, what's he going to, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. I'm still, like, it's,
yeah,
like,
no, dude, damn. It's surreal. Like, no, man, it's, like, it's crazy shit, but, like, you know what? Like, fuck that. He's living through each other right now, man. I love that fool. I owe that fool everything my whole life.
And we just got to make him proud.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why, you know? Yeah.
Some heavy shit, man. Like, the last time I talked to him was a couple days before he passed away, man. Like, fucking, you know, like, I called him. I was feeling bad. Called Jake real quick, you know, like, because he always makes, like, he's not tripping, you know.
Yeah.
But he's the same way, too. You know, he would get bummed out.
For sure.
And so I was like, hey, Jake, man, I'm going through a heart, like, you know.
Yeah.
I called him. He didn't answer. And then he called me right back, like 20 minutes later. He's like, what's up, kid? What's up? You okay? I'm like, I'm just kind of bummed, man. He's all like, remember, I'm here, we're here, skateboarding's here. And he hung up on me.
Uh-huh.
That's the last comment.
Those are good last words.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, I'm here, we're here, don't worry, skateboarding's here, just keep going. Yeah, that's the last time I talked to him.
I mean, I miss a lot about him, but that probably the number one thing I miss is how he could light me up. Like, yeah, he knew when you were down and he could light the fire and be like, dude, he'd make you see things a whole different way when you were bummed. And you'd be like, I wouldn't even thank him. I would take it for granted a lot of times.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Oh, old man fired me up. Fuck. But now that he's gone, I'm like, fuck, I need that sometimes. Like, I'm just in a rut or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck.
No, for sure. He's...
He was the hype man.
Skateboarding's here.
Yeah.
Keep going. And then he hung up on me. James Kendall motherfucking Phelps.
Yeah.
For life. That's my dog right there.
Yeah, that memorial was fucking tight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like, I was kind of scared, or not scared, just like nervous of what could and couldn't happen at the thing. And I think it all went down, not 100%, but like 90% really well.
Yeah.
No, like, you guys fucking held it down good with the whole crew up there. Fucking Crocker represent all your crew. Cardiel, fucking,
yes.
There was some epic speeches.
Yeah.
Hubbard's fucking kid killed it. I was like, what the fuck? There was, like, you know, Max, everybody.
Yeah, none.
It was really helpful for me.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was a beautiful day. I beat Gons and Chinese checkers with Phelps.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
That's so
fucking
sick.
At Crocker, another Crocker story. Fucking all the homies went to Oregon. My parents didn't have money, you know, so I couldn't go, you know, and I stayed and I was fucking bummed. And then Jake, Mickey, and Gons were coming through Crocker every day. And then fucking Gons came through. He's like, hey, like if you beat me, you get a prize. I was like, all right, let's play. And like, we were playing Chinese checkers. Me, this kid Joe, Chinese Joe, we were like from the neighborhood. And like, we beat him. And then he gave me like the first crooked board.
No way.
Yeah, it's tight.
You still got it?
No, hell no. I don't keep shit. I don't fucking collect anything.
Yeah. Just skate it.
Yeah, just skate it and fucking fuck it. You
yeah.
know?
Fuck.
But yeah, dude,
yeah.
I can say that. But yeah, I beat Gons and Chinese checkers.
Woo! Fuck, that's sick.
Yeah, Mickey was right there. Jake was right there. Like, yeah. It was tight. Oh, it was CCS. Remember CCS?
Yeah.
You know the cover? He's doing the eggplant?
Yeah.
With the Coolio braids?
Uh-huh.
At Crocker. Right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sick.
And fucking Cardiel. First time I seen Johnny, straight out of the car. Fucking gnarly. Straight out of the car, blunt slides that fucking sketchy ass little rail, and then he fucking what'd he do? He did something on the front side of the extension. Right from the just out of the car. He just got out of the car and just
boom.
I was like, God damn, that's sick, dude. Like, yeah.
And that place ain't easy to skate if you haven't skated there.
Hell no. Nah.
You gotta adapt to that.
That place. Shit'll fuck you up. Yeah. Like,
Who are some of the dudes that skated it the best? Fuzenitz was sick.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Dennis. Yeah. Dude, Dennis and all those dudes used to live right up the street to me.
Jehovah.
Yeah. Yep, the Athens Street House.
Fuck, Jehovah did a fucking first Greco, fakie.
Yeah. Fucking Bucciari. Oh, Couch yeah. Band. Yep. All them, dude. Fucking Low Card Rob.
Yep.
All them right there. Like, because.
Benny.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, they used to live upstairs from my best friend, Jorge. He lived downstairs, and he's like, hey, there's a ramp in my backyard.
At the Athens house?
Yeah, at the Athens Sick. House, dude. That was the cover of How to Build Ramps. Jehovah's
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that ramp. Dude, I got the scar right here. I got cracked with a 40 bottle. Some kid wanted to fucking break in, and then he threw a fucking 40 bottle and fucking cracked me right in the head.
Damn. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, dude, that house was sick, dude. Fucking, they used to have the flat bars that, like, yeah, dude, Upson, Tim used to have fucking porno fucking naked chicks all over his room. It was fucking sick.
Upson.
Then Couch Band used to be on the couch.
Yeah.
Rob, Bucciari, fucking, then... Yeah, eventually, Dennis moved in.
Yep.
I used to borrow the flat bar all the time. I broke my, like, first time I ever got broke off, I broke my elbow on that fucking flat bar. Fucking skating the elementary school.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, yeah.
That, dude, that it was school across the street had that bump to ledge.
Yeah.
Greco front board.
Lip slide.
Lip slide?
Lip slide.
Whoa.
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was front board, but maybe.
But, yeah. But that fool, I saw that motherfucker butt naked one day. I was like, I came to borrow the fucking flat bar, and he was just butt naked. And then fucking Jason Ferris hooked me up with some trucks. He's like, hey, you want some? Like, dude.
Damn.
That place always looked out for me because, like, I lived right down the street.
Yeah.
So I used to knock on the door like, hey, can I borrow the,
right.
can I skate the flat bar? Like, yeah, just bring it back. And then, like, Tim would bring me inside. Tim's like, hey, come inside. And I'm like, fucking yeah, dude, it was sick.
Fuck yeah,
sick ass shit.
That was good times.
Yeah, great times,
good
man.
Era, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That was really sick.
Yeah, man. Fucking fuck yeah, I got raised by the best, baby.
Hell yeah.
Straight up.
Shit, we're winding down. Outside of skating and shit and working, what do you do with your free time?
Man.
Watching a lot of sports.
Watch sports, yeah. You know, fucking just working.
Yeah.
Working. Like, straight up at the brewery.
Now you got to start saving ducats for another trip.
I left with 4 G's. I came back with 4 G's, my
Whoa.
Man. Like that, baby.
Damn.
I mean, I came back. I had to pay rent and shit. But I'm not tripping. Like, what's up? Where's the next spot at? Straight up.
I got fucking this weird one. I got fucking 4% of all my listeners. Like, I got a pie chart, right?
Yeah.
And I got the statistics, and it's like 4% are Canadian.
Okay.
So my challenge is to Canada, right?
Yeah.
If they can get it up to 33%, I'll buy a fucking Raptors jersey. I'll give them 3 months to raise it to 33%.
All right, what's up, Canada?
I bet they can't do it.
What's up?
I'll fucking buy a Kawhi jersey or whoever you want.
Damn, that hurts. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a challenge. Yeah. What's up? You don't really care like that? Let's get it.
And I'll send a fat box to a fucking Vancouver skate shop. Free product if you come in and mention Talking Schmidt. I'll give a fuck. Let's see.
Talking
come on.
Schmidt, baby.
Hey,
come
Keegan
on.
Can't be the only one up there listening, man. Let's spread the love through Canada. Yeah.
No, hey, man, it's been, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dude, like, stoked you came through. I felt like, yeah, we need to wait till after Copenhagen. So it's perfect. Who should I get in here next? Should we get Pablo, Jordy? Who do we need on this thing?
Did you get Sean already?
Yeah, I got Sean and Peabody are the two I got.
All right. Fuck, man. I mean, I don't know.
Ronald?
It's a lot of homies, man.
Hey, that's actually one thing I want to ask you. Were you at Lower Bob's for this fight between Hungry and...
Oh, yeah.
Who won?
Damn.
There's a lot of discrepancy on this one.
Yeah, hey. You'll see. I can't like, because I'll whoop both their asses. You know about that. I'll whoop on him and Hungry.
So
no, it was yeah, it was funny.
Was it a tie or did someone win?
I ain't saying shit.
I guess. All right. We're going to get out of here. How do we end this?
Running with the devil. Come on. Van Halen. My old man.
Right. So much for coming.
Right on. Talking Schmidt, baby. Yeah. Hey, tune in, everybody. This is the shit. Come on. Let's get it.
Woo! We out. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it.